Adrift on an Ice Pan by Wilfred Thomason Grenfell. Originally published in 1909.
It was Easter Sunday at St. Anthony in the year 1908, but with us in northern Newfoundland, still winter. Everything was covered with snow and ice. I was walking back after morning service when a boy came running over from the hospital with the news that a large team of dogs had come from 60 miles to the southward to get a doctor on a very urgent case. It was that of a young man on whom we'd operated about a fortnight before for an acute bone disease in the thigh. The people had allowed the wound to close. The poisoned matter had accumulated, and we thought we should have to remove the leg. There was obviously, therefore, no time to be lost. So, having packed up the necessary instruments, dressings, and drugs, and having fitted out the dog sleigh with my best dogs, I started at once, the messengers following me with their team. My team was an especially good one. On many a long journey they'd stood by me and pulled me out of difficulties by their sagacity and endurance. To a lover of his dogs, as every Christian man must be, each one had become almost as precious as a child to its mother. They were beautiful beasts. Bryn, the cleverest leader on the coast. Doc, a large, gentle beast.